that issue has heated up, especially in the last 5 or 6 days, and it's got everyone talking, for better or worse. But it does raise a lot of really significant issues about freedom of speech, about race, about the role of celebrity, about the role of athletes, and the role of politicians engaging with each other, and a whole lot more. So it is a lot to unpack. We're joined now in the studio by Orange County Conservative Ashley Campbell.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. So, where do we start with this? I've been complaining about Puerto Rico the whole time. Just the fact that we're focusing on this instead of Puerto Rico is a failure, I think, all the way down. I think Donald Trump spending the whole weekend talking about NFL athletes instead of Puerto Rico is him failing at his job. The media focusing, like, blithely going along with the idea that this is issue number one.
Exactly.
And completely ignoring Puerto Rico is them failing at their job. And we as Americans, insofar as we flip through channels and bypass Puerto Rico and stop on this, is us failing at our jobs too. It's all the way down.
Yeah, no, I mean,
so let's talk about the NFL.
Let's talk about Puerto Rico too, because
I completely
agree that there are so many more important issues that, you know, that our president could be preoccupied with. Puerto Rico being one of them. And, you know, he's, as I've said in the past, you know, it doesn't take the president going to a place after a natural disaster like the devastating hurricane that hit Puerto Rico several days ago. You know, a visit from the president isn't going to do anything, but he's just now paying attention to it. Like, he just now is announcing that he's going there next week, I think.
Yeah.
So it's still going to be a while.
And that's fine if he doesn't go there, because a presidential visit just
mucks
up the works.
It.
But yes, yeah.
And that's the really kind of odd thing, I think, just especially because Puerto Rico doesn't, I mean, they're citizens. They're kind of the sort of, I don't know, stepchild situation.
The
They're
taxation
citizens,
without representation but, people.
Right,
yeah.
But they don't have any representation in Congress, and Congress is working on some kind of aid package, I think, for them. But back to your original point, yes, we could be focused on things like Puerto Rico, which are more important, and the media is helping us not for sure.
Yesterday, and some of you may have, and those of you who are listening now might have been listening 24 hours ago, and I think at this time I was yelling at CBS because they had spent their entire 60-second bottom of the hour news update talking about nothing but the NFL again and completely ignoring Puerto Rico. So I was doing that yesterday. But then ever since then, I was following other news outlets. So I've got the CNN.com page pulled up, and I've got the FoxNews.com page pulled up. CNN is now actually looking at their homepage right now, they are actually devoting three times as much space on their webpage to Puerto Rico as they are to rapper wants to prove once and for all that the earth is flat.
Oh, wow.
So CNN thinks Puerto Rico is three times more important than a celebrity who's a flat earther.
Okay.
That's still a huge improvement on where they were yesterday.
Yeah.
And over to Fox News, they've got this thing on Puerto Rico down here, but there's a much bigger headline about the mad pooper in Colorado.
That's I haven't even heard about that.
Apparently it's some jogger who's just...
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you can figure out the rest from there, but... Yeah.
I don't know if I want
to. that's our national media. That's where they are right now.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And it's because... And I will completely claim 98% responsibility on behalf of the media, but the 2%... That's not the media's fault is the fact that the media is a business. We provide the coverage of the issues that consumers tell us they want to hear about. So if you're listening out there, every time you go to a website and you click on a story, you are sending a message to that company that this is the content you want to see. So if you're getting on CNN or Fox and you're seeing nothing but celebrity gossip coverage, it's because those are the articles that we click on, which is sad.
The media is not wrong in a way, because this is tied to larger things, like you began the segment with. You know, it's the take a knee issue. I mean, it's tied to sort of the larger cultural war between the left and the right of the political spectrum, and free speech, and what is patriotism, the ongoing arguments like that. But I think where it goes wrong is that everything is boiled down into things that are just so simplistic.
Yes.
That, you know, if you support Trump, then you must be a racist, or if you don't support Trump, then you must not be patriotic, or the media does that kind of dichotomy.
Yeah, and then insofar as that ends up being the dichotomy, then if you're patriotic, then you're a racist, but if you're opposed to racism, then why do you hate America? Like,
right.
it gets absurd after a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one or the other.
Right.
It tries to divide it, and I think that's where... You know, because they're appealing to people's anger, and the news cycle goes so quickly, and that's their red meat. That's how they get their ratings.
Yeah.
But you know, I think that's unfortunate, because it is you can support President Trump and also think that they have a right to protest, or you know, that the issue. But whether or not you agree with the issue that they're protesting for, I think some people might disagree with the way that they're protesting, but I think we can all agree that there's a right to protest.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's one of my favorite conservative commentators, Ben Shapiro, said that it's kind of like... it reminds him a little bit of a Louis C.K. bit, because Louis C.K., comedian, does this thing where it's like, of course there's people who are allergic to peanuts, and of course we should keep peanuts away from the schools so kids don't have allergic reactions, but maybe if we expose them to peanuts, this problem would be gone in a generation. Like, that's a Louis C.K. joke. Okay, just a joke.
Yes.
And so Ben Shapiro said that the left and the right have overstepped their bounds in this cultural war, because you have Trump on the one hand saying, you know, of course we all should respect the national anthem and the flag, but maybe the NFL should fire everyone who doesn't.
Right.
And then you have some folks on the left, and I have seen Hillary Clinton say this in her recent interviews or appearances, you know, of course we all support the America and the flag, but maybe Trump is a awful racist, you know, and it's kind of like we agree on these some values, but then in this culture war, the voices that get attention seem to want to take it to an extreme. That's where we get into the divisiveness, where you feel like you have to pick one side or the other, and that you have to care. It kind of reminds me of the Confederate flag issue. It's like, I didn't want to care about the Confederate flag. I didn't. But then, you know, it touched on issues of free speech, so I felt like I had to care about it from that perspective. And so, you know, people feel like they have to choose one side or the other. And a lot of people do, and the media encourages that.
And that's part of the way the media, I was speaking with Ashley Campbell, by the way, this is part of the way the media frames it. And that, I think, raises another issue, which is, A, this is a free speech debate. Shouldn't be a free speech debate. It's a discussion revolving around free speech, because we're not debating free speech versus no free speech. But it's also a discussion about the responsibility that we have to use our speech correctly, and also insofar as the people that we choose to, the voices that we choose to amplify, right? And this really comes down to the media. Everyone has the right to use their voice. Celebrities, in many ways, ought to use that platform to get their message out one way or the other. But we're also responsible for choosing what we say. Celebrities have a greater responsibility for being informed about what they talk about, as opposed to just spouting off the mouth. I'm much more like this is the Bono versus Britney Spears issue for me. If Britney Spears wants to say something about climate change, that's entirely up to her. But she's not gonna. She's no expert on climate change. So why are we listening? Bono is a celebrity who also happens to be a recognized expert on hunger and famine in the world. So if he has something to say, then it's worth listening to. And there is that difference. But the media is responsible for choosing which voices get amplified. Mm-hmm. We have the responsibility for, because we've got these microphones, we can shine the spotlight on certain people and not others. That choice has to be made. You can't shine the spotlight equally on everyone. So who do you shine the spotlight on? And the media more often than not tends to A, shine the spotlight on celebrities, and B, shine the spotlight on extreme voices, people who spend their time arguing and getting people's emotions riled up and therefore getting ratings, as opposed to here's this extremely dry professor of climatology who will bore you to tears but inform you about issues of national import.
Well, and I think that there's, thankfully, in my opinion, you know, I would say a market response to this because more and more people are turning off the cable news channels.
Thank goodness.
And, you know, and
they're not our competition. It's just thank goodness.
Right. Yeah. And getting their news from, I mean, I get a lot of my news from journalists that are there on the ground. They're like live streaming. Here's your, you know, Charlottesville or whatever. Yep, yep. They're there and it's happening uncensored and uninterpreted. I'm able to do it, you know, on my own, which, you know, has its pros and cons. But there's lots of alternative media out there. That's more my main point.
Mm-hmm.
That are challenging that and taking viewers away. Which is maybe why they're getting more extreme or getting more desperate. But then you also have the response to the NFL, which, you know, maybe is suffering a ratings loss of their own because they're a lot of fans of the NFL are more traditional in their values.
Right.
And so they're if they disagree with, you know, this form of protest, then they're not as likely to watch the game. So it's interesting to see what the NFL is trying to do to respond to that, to say, you know, it's okay to protest, but we still want to keep our fans. And I'm not sure how it's going to work out. I don't really. The NFL is a sort of institution. I know it's traditional American, you know, football. But it also gets a little bit of ribbing for me because so much taxpayer money goes to build these stadiums.
These ridiculous stadium projects.
They're subsidized. I mean, no doubt about it, to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. It's just ridiculous. And so I'm not a fan of it in that regard. You know, I kind of am ambivalent about the NFL's future as a whole.
The extent to which the NFL is so saturated with money and how money just sort of drives the whole business makes me feel, makes me really interested in seeing if NFL owners will actually take the high road on this and stand up for their players' right to protest, even if it means that it does end up costing them some millions of dollars. That would be, I think, a positive move, even if you don't agree with the cause that the players are protesting for. Like, I think that would be a really positive step in the right direction to make the game of football less about just money, and more about money, but also fun and togetherness and values and things like that.
Yeah,
all of which is mitigated by the all of which is mitigated by the fact that ratings were apparently up last weekend because controversy.
People want to see the controversy. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So they're making money off of it, which is even better.
It's suffered lately, not just because
it's
of
down
this,
a bit,
but there have been other things going on too, like players who have had domestic violence issues. That's hurt them too.
The CTE,
it's an institution.
Issue,
but
yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. I mean, the owners, the teams certainly have their they're a private institution, so I mean the owners can decide to institute, you know, whatever rules they choose. I don't know, maybe this is a stupid question because I just don't know enough about the NFL and how it operates, but I mean, could it be a team by team decision, or does there have to be an NFL rule like I think that the President Trump was advocating for, that they're not allowed to protest the national anthem?
I think it's a team by team decision at this point. If the NFL wants to bring the hammer down and impose a rule, they might,
I guess they could,
have the capacity to do that, but I don't think they have right now.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, maybe it could be a team by team decision, and as long as they're willing to accept the consequences, as you were saying, then that's their choice.
Yeah, and that's the balance, right? Letting people speak, protecting their right to speech, robustly protecting their right to speech, but also not completely shielding people from consequences either. Like if you lose an endorsement, or if your ad revenue or your sales or your ratings go down because you take a stand, okay, take that hit, but continue to speak your mind. I want to, we got to wrap up in a second, but I want to ask you about this, because insofar as this is a free speech issue, as a libertarian, I want to ask you about this, because I think this is an interesting question. Legally speaking, Trump comes out this weekend and says players should be fired for doing that. And it's unconstitutional. It's not unconstitutional, right? It's perfectly legally, right, constitutionally, if a business wants to fire, if a team wants to fire a player, if a business wants to fire someone for speaking their mind, legally speaking, constitutionally speaking, they can do that because the Constitution restricts the government but not private businesses.
Right.
But that too has a chilling effect on speech, or at least it can, which suggests that, and this is, I think, a sort of an overarching challenge for libertarian thought, that there are other significant agents of power other than government that have the capacity to restrict our freedoms. And focusing on government exclusively leaves those other agents of power free reign.
Yes, but...
Right. I just wanted your thoughts on this. I was interested.
As opposed to government, which has these, you know, coercive powers that you can't necessarily extract yourself from, like, you know, I cannot pay my property taxes, but the sheriff will come after me, or whoever. With private entities, you're more able to have the freedom to either, you know, physically move to get away from them if it's that extreme, or just not purchase their goods or services. So, it all gets murky. I can't not mention, you know, the cronyism that goes on, the gray area where you have entities that are, you know, like public utilities that are private companies, but they're basically so heavily regulated by the government. They might as well be government. They have monopolies. And so, you know, the NFL in some locations at least teeters on that. But I don't think it's the government's job to get involved in issues like this. You know, I would say, if Obama was still president, you know, I would certainly bristle if he said something like, I hope, you know, this player gets fired for protesting, pro-abortion culture,
right,
or something like that. Like, you know, if he's calling for somebody to get fired because they're trying to draw attention to an issue that I support, Trump, that is what Trump is doing here, in a way. So I don't think it's his job to get involved. You know, it's not government's job to tell us how to feel. And, you know, the president's tweets are filled with statements that are just, you know, not useful. Like, he's saying no one should be allowed to kneel. Well, you know, who's doing the allowing? Like, what exactly are you saying? And, you know, and calling for them to be fired. He has a right to say that as a citizen, but since he's the president of the United States, I mean, he has all of these powers, you know, at his disposal. And I mean, it's hard for me to even fathom how much power he has. You know, I don't even care for at the local level where, you know, values are articulated by elected officials, mm-hmm. and those are the values that to be a member of the community you're supposed to hold. So I'd see it kind of similar to that, you know, that the government with it is Trump overstepping his bounds, and when he's trying to get involved in the goings on of a private company like the NFL. I mean, if it was completely private and they didn't have any government money, it would be a cleaner cut issue for me. But still, I would say it's not his job to get involved.
We got to wrap up. Ashley Campbell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.